concerning stirring up the pure mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's one thing trying to get a corrupt mind to be a pure mind.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Or it's like trying to change an old man into just a religious man to live right for God. It don't work.
No.
It don't work.
No.
We must be born again of the Spirit.
That's right.
Amen.
And once that happens, we must continue being led of the Spirit of the living God. Going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Amen.
And as we see the day of His approaching, we need to be so much steadfast, vigilant, looking for the hastening of the coming of the Lord. In other words, He's not just going to come back on a cloud and just say, would you like to come up? He is coming with a shout.
Come on.
Amen. He's coming.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and
Hallelujah.
When He comes, only them, who's made herself ready, will go to be with the bridegroom.
Yes,
do you hear? I said, do you hear that?
Glory.
It's not only going to be the pure in heart, it's going to be those whose mind are stirred up, a pure mind.
Glory.
A pure thought.
Amen.
Oh, do you hear that? Here's the battleground.
Come on.
We got to be careful what we think.
Yes, sir.
For as a man thinketh, so is he.
Amen.
I see today that a man thinks, and it's something when a man thinks he can become a woman, he tries to take on that character. Do you hear me? He tries to take on that. Do you hear that? I want to take on Christ. I want to take on Christ. I want to put on the shield of faith. I want to put on the garment of praise. I want to put on the holiness of God. I want to walk with Him, talk with Him. As Adam was in that garden, he had fellowship.
Yes, sir.
But I can tell you, those apostles, those prophets, they had fellowship with Him among a corrupt world. Oh, I can tell you, Daniel could pray in Babylon. Oh, my God. Paul could pray in the prison. He could walk with Him in the darkest hour. He could worship Him in bonds and chains, shipwrecked and everything. But I heard Peter say, remember the message of Paul also. Them epistles. Some people, they look at it, some look at it, they're unaware, they're ignorant of the truth of God, because I can tell you, darkness and light don't dwell in the same body. Do you hear me? I'm walking in that light, and in that light is Christ. And I've learned the closer and closer you get, that means I'm doing more of decreasing that He is increasing. I thought that in God's Word, isn't it something when Peter said, I want to stir up your pure minds. Think upon these things.
Yes,
think upon these things that are pure, lovely, virtuous.
Yes,
oh, Lord, do you hear that? I can tell you, every word of God is pure, and it will give you a pure mind. Oh, do you hear that? I can think upon Him. I can talk about Him. I can walk with Him right among a dark, a sinful world. It's not trying to be saved. I am saved. Oh, dear God, do you hear me? I'm not trying to see how close I can live to the world. I'm seeing how far I can be in it, but it not in me. Do you hear me? What are you saying? Daniel was in Babylon, but Babylon never got in Daniel. My God, do you hear me? Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
As the Lord, I felt the Lord about the kingdom of God is preached.
All right.
Thank God it's preached.
Yes, sir.
By holy men of God.
Yes, sir.
The apostles. Amen to God. The scriptures. They spoke the word of God, the oracles of God. They proclaimed His coming. Oh, dear God. Paul, I can tell you, Paul was pressing in to that kingdom.
Yes, he was.
He was pressing in. Here it was in the book of Luke. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is preached and every man presses his way into it. Do you hear that? I believe we need to do some pressing.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. I believe we need to do some soul heart searching. I believe we need to put our mind, our thoughts upon him. Do you hear me? But it takes a pure mind to know a pure mind.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it takes a pure heart to know a pure God. Come on, church. And it takes the pure word of God to wash us from all iniquity and all sin. Every word of God is pure. Not to be added to, not to be altered, not to be taken from. It's pure. I can tell you, oh, thank God when we hear the preaching, at times I'm hearing him, it stirs up my pure mind. It's like stirring up something. Get it stirred up. It sets too long, it starts stagnating, brother. Do you hear that? Water sets too long, it stagnates. Do you hear me? It brings death. But this pure water is the river of living water, full of the Holy Ghost of heaven. Let the water flow, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If I breathe the scriptures as they have said, I said, oh God, oh mighty God, you said every word of God is pure. He's a shield to them that put their trust in him. Some time back, the Lord just imprinted it in my heart. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Oh, somebody. That path is straight and narrow. That path is holy. That path is the paths of righteousness. That path is thy word is a lamp under my feet, a light under my feet. Hey, I want to stir up your pure mind. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're begotten by it. We're kept by it. We're sanctified by it. We're begotten by it. We're washed by it. Oh, and we're holy by the Holy Word. Oh, God.
Thank you.
I know there.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
A man of God.
Hallelujah.
Those apostles, those prophets.
Oh, hallelujah.
The Lord God.
Yes, they did.
Those apostles never took nothing away from the holy prophets.
Nothing.
Oh, do you hear me?
Nothing.
They never contradicted the holy prophets of God.
No, sir.
Those apostles that was full of the Holy Ghost, inspired of God, never contradicted another man of God by the inspired word of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, do you hear that?
Glory.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never. That tells me as long as that word abides in me and I abide in that word, I'm not passing away. I'm just passing on. Forgetting those things that are behind me. Forgetting what's back there. I'm reaching. I'm pressing towards the prize of the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ. Jesus, let me stir up your pure mind. Oh, God. You know, sometimes things need to be stirred. Do you hear me? Oh, we need a stirring. Oh, we need a stirring. We need a revival.
We do.
Oh, we need a hunger and thirst.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I found out the hunger I get, the more I get filled.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The thirstier I get, the more I drink. Oh, how do you know that? The word of God says that. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pressing into that kingdom.
Yes.
Now look there. He said from the law, the prophets up until the time of John. Oh, do you hear me? The kingdom of God. Oh, man. By the law of that. But from that point on, the kingdom walked the earth. The kingdom is Christ. Oh, do you hear me? I heard him say, my kingdom is not of this world. Well, I can tell you, neither is mine. Do you hear me? My kingdom is not in meat and drink.
No, sir.
Oh, in righteousness.
Come on.
In holiness. In the Holy Ghost. In the Word of God.
Yes,
but here it was. When you think about it, from that point when John baptized the Christ, came up out of the water. You've read the heavens were open.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And there was a voice spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
Yes, sir.
Hear ye him? Do you hear me? We got to hear somebody.
Yes, sir.
I need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit
come
is
on,
saying.
No, come on.
To this child of God. Do you hear me? This people, the people of the church, where he's redeemed from the darkness into that marvelous light, that we can become as sons and daughters of God Almighty.
Glorious.
Oh, do you hear that? Do you hear me? Here it was. Now, when you begin to see his life, you begin to see he was a praying man. Do you hear me? The Son of God. Here it was. He fasted. He prayed. He is the Word of God. He was the Word of God. And he will be the Word of God forever. He changes not. Do you hear me? He never changes, sister. Never changes. Same yesterday, today, and forever. 2,000 years ago, he ate with people. He healed people. He saved people. He delivered people. Is that right? He went about doing good, preaching the kingdom of God. He said, repent, as the kingdom of God is at hand. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Well, when you begin to read the Word of God, watch what he done. He went about healing the sick, raising the dead. But if you notice something about it, those that pressed into him, it was those that pushed their way to get into him. Oh, do we have any? Come on now,
amen.
Zacchaeus is around.
Oh, come on now. Amen.
Come
amen.
On
now. Come on now.
Do we have any Zacchaeuses
amen.
That would be willing to climb a tree?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
He wanted to.
Yes,
my
sir.
God,
yes,
do you hear that?
You
do we have any Marys? Oh, my God. Oh, somebody.
Yes,
do we have any blind Bartimaeus
yes,
that's going to press in? I can't see him, but I heard about him. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I can't see him, but I know. He's passing by. I know where there's two. I plead together in his name. He said, I shall be in this
life.
Let it be so. Let it be so.
Let it be so.
Just reach out.
Let it be so.
And I talked to a woman. The issue of blood. Oh, there was a crowd. There's a lot of crowds today.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But they're not touching.
All right.
But somebody.
You're preaching out.
Oh, somebody that will press.
Yes, sir.
Somebody that will push.
Yes.
Somebody that seeks him with all of their heart. Oh, I feel like somebody that says, I gotta touch him.
Yes, sir.
I gotta get a hold of him. Let's die.
Yes,
is there a Jacob that will wrestle with him all night long and say, God, I won't let you go until
God. Yes, sir.
That's those that are pressing into that kiss.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Knock!
Yes,
knock!
Yes, sir.
Knock!
Yes, sir.
Knock!
Yes,
sir. Until the door opens.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, Lord,
that's my Bartimaeus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He pressed his way.
Yes, he did.
Through the rebukes.
Yes, he did, my brother. Yes, he did.
Hold your peace. They rebuked him.
Yeah.
And he cried that much louder.
Yes, he did. My kind of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Seek me while I may be found, blind Bartimaeus,
because
I'm passing by.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's passing by.
Yes, he is.
Reach out
Dang.
By faith and take hold of the Word of God.
Glory.
Oh,
glory.
You can see him as they're passing by. What meaneth all of this? Jesus is passing by.
Yes,
that's all it took.
My Lord.
I can't see him. We that are children of God, we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's not man. Preach it, brother. That's good.
Jesus.
Amen.
Have mercy. They begin to rebuke him.
Yes.
They begin to tell him, hold your peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus knew who was pressing to the
door. Yes, he did, brother. Yes, he
did. Hallelujah.
He knew somebody wanted him.
Amen.
And you read there, supposedly he would have kept right on going.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But he just kept on crying.
Yes, he did. Praise the Lord.
I've learned when you seek him with all of your heart,
yes.
He said,
uh-huh.
You'll find me.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, it's not half-hearted.
No.
See, Paul said, even his words that he got from God. Do you know every man is pressing into this kingdom? Everyone, it's going to be a battle to get there.
Yeah, that's right, my brother.
You're going to have to fight doubt. Yeah. You're going to have to bring this flesh under subjection.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to say, God, because it is your faith that overcomes this world.
Amen.
Amen.
The faith of what? Amen. In the Word of God.
Glory.
Here, blind Bartimaeus keeps crying. And finally, Jesus stops. Amen. And says, bring him to me.
Yes.
He pressed in.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He pressed in. He could have shut up and said, maybe next Sunday.
That's
next
right.
Sunday. Maybe he'll pass
That's
by.
Right.
You know, maybe that was the first time and been the last time Jesus
Amen.
Would have passed by.
Right.
Amen to God.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Here it is, the little woman with the issue of blood. You know, it's bad when you're losing life.
Yes, yes, sir, brother.
When you're losing blood, you're losing the life of the flesh.
Yes. Yes.
Amen, because the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes, yes, it is.
Oh, but there's the blood.
Glory.
That blood had no sin.
No, sir.
That blood had such power, forgave sin.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
All right.
Thank God for the blood. Now, I can tell you, when you go back to the Old Testament, the law and the prophets, you will read there carefully that he said, take a lamb without spot.
Yes, he did.
Oh, representing the Christ. Take his blood and put it over the lintel and the doorpost.
That's right.
Because I've got to see the blood.
Yes. Glory.
Yes.
Oh, we sang a song, there's power.
Yes, sir.
There's power.
Yes, sir.
That will glory
yes,
to
sir.
God. There's power.
Yes, sir.
I can stay up. Power.
Yes, sir.
Power.
Yes, sir.
Power.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is where I see the blood.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not Passover. I'll come in.
Hallelujah.
And I'll somebody.
Yes.
But wherever Christ is, the Holy Ghost
yes.
will glorify the Son
yes,
of the living.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Somebody, he shall glorify
yes.
me.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise God.
That blood. But oh, where there was no blood,
my.
The enemy could come in.
Yes, he can.
Come on.
Yes, he can.
I can tell you, don't ever believe that anybody would say, if they do, don't believe it, that the devil can cross the blood.
Watch out.
Oh, come on. He fears that blood.
Yes, he does.
That blood came from the veins of Emmanuel.
Oh,
glory to God.
Glory.
Oh, it was God in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Reaching out to a lost Adam.
Yes, sir.
Reaching out to a corrupt man.
Yes,
reaching out to a man fallen.
Yes,
but oh, but that new man, heavenly man, is Christ.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the
Hallelujah.
First man is earthly, but the second
glory.
Man is heavenly.
Yes,
he's heavenly minded.
Yes,
he's heavenly. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, Jesus wants us to stir ourselves.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Stir
yes.
us
yes.
up.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Put us in remembrance of these things,
Lord,
lest at any time we let them slip.
My.
Hang on to it.
Help scoffers and mockers.
Yes, sir.
Where is the coming of the Lord? All things continue as they are.
Yes.
I see it getting worse and worse and worse.
Yes, sir, brother.
Oh, but Peter said to the church, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Yes, he did.
For one day with God
Amen.
Is as a thousand years.
Yes.
A thousand years. As one day. God's
Amen.
Not slack concerning
no,
his promises.
No,
but he's long-suffering.
Yes,
that you and I would not be lost, not to perish,
yes.
but come to repentance, saith God.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He's nigh at hand.
Yes.
I see him pressing in. I see him pressing in. I see Zacchaeus. He climbs a tree. Just to get to see.
Yes, yep. sir.
Well, I can
Amen.
Tell you, you and me, everyone in this world, listen to me carefully, not one of us here will have to press in to get to see him.
Right.
The hypocrite's going to get to see him.
No.
Mm-hmm. The backslider's going to get to see you. Because the Bible says every eye shall behold you.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Every knee shall bow. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
And the goats are going to be on the left.
Yes, sir.
And the sheep on the right. And he's going to say, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
Enter into the joy of the Lord. But the wicked, he's going to say, depart from me. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account.
Yes,
well, I can tell you, if greater is he is in me, I can tell you, I have no problem standing.
All right.
Standing on the word of God.
Yes,
he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. Have you heard that song before? Standing on the promises of my Savior, Jesus,
hallelujah,
the King of Kings.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, every knee shall bow.
Yes, yes, sir.
Let me do it here.
Yes, sir.
And let me do it in brokenness and humbleness to you.
Amen.
Because we all shall appear
before
the judgment seat of Christ.
Oh, God.
Oh, nobody's going to slip by.
Come on now, brother.
Oh, I said nobody's going to slip by. And he said that day, he said, now listen to what he said carefully. Many, many shall say unto me,
all right,
did I not prophesy in thy name?
Yes.
Whoa.
Did I not
yes.
do mighty works in your name? Did I not cast out devils in your
yes.
name? And then he says, depart from me.
Wow.
You work I never knew.
Wow.
But they that know thy name.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Shall put their trust in him.
Amen.
Oh, dear God, because I can tell you, if my trust is in, how is my trust in him? In his word.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
If I can't live by this, I'm not going to live with him then.
No.
Mm.
Come on.
Well, why would you say that, Brother Pat? I can tell you why. The Spirit of God has given me this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word
that
proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Oh.
If you can't live by the inspired word of God, you're not going to live with God who is the
Lord.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, it's hard to live with some people.
Yes, it is.
It
yes.
is. Especially when they don't agree with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of disagreement going on today.
Yes, sure. Sir.
Oh, like right here, where's the coming of the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, the promise. You know, it's like, you know, yes, I know, and I've said it, and I've prayed to him about it. I thank God for long suffering.
Amen. Amen, brother. Yes. Amen.
One of the greatest preachers, Noah, God called him a perfect man. God called him a preacher of righteousness through the lips of Peter.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You read about him in Genesis, but you're finding Peter saying that Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Yeah. My.
Isn't it something? God never contradicts himself.
No.
But he confirms his word with
sir.
Signs and
wonders. Yes,
to who? To them that believe.
Oh, praise God.
That's the problem. Some of us has got a little doctrine here, a little doctrine, but I've learned to have sound doctrine.
Glory.
I've learned
Come
in
on,
this
brother.
Book, son, you search the scriptures because
yes,
you can think you have eternal life. It's one thing as a man thinketh in his heart, so easy.
Right.
Do you hear me? That's what he is. But I've learned to think upon these things. Oh, think upon what things that are pure. Do you
yes,
hear me?
Sir.
When I read this word, it is the pure word of God.
Yes.
Man didn't get it from another man that's for it. They got it from God Almighty. Every man, these men that wrote these epistles were men inspired of God. They didn't think, I think I'll write about this. I think about right about my religion. No, it was all centered upon Christ, who is the Redeemer of the world, who is a name above every name, who is the kingdom. And if we're going to get in there, you better start pressing to get into that kingdom.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it's preached.
Yes.
And it's taught to teach.
Yes, sir.
But we got to press. You know, we came here tonight. We came here. We're supposed to have been here earlier. I had a brother from Tennessee called, and I told him I'd call him back later tonight, Lord willing. Got here and came, and we was a little late, and we went to the door, and now listen to me. There's a thing over here, and there's a thing over here. I kind of pushed on that thing sometimes. I didn't get no answer. I reached over there, and they said, well, that's the bell right there, and I'm pushing. I hear no ding-dongs or nothing.
Yeah, I got you, brother.
I'm looking, and then I push some more. Part of it say, well, maybe, and then finally Sister Pattern said, well, he might not be home. I want to know, anybody knocks on this door.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I want Jesus to answer me.
Yes, sir. Amen. Lord. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, him and me, I'm just, right now, him being in me, I'm just as sure as heaven as he that's in me.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Glory.
That's right, brother.
So I went back pushing. I kept pushing. I wanted somebody to answer me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
There you
go. I even was told there was going to be some food to eat.
Yeah. I'd have pushed too, brother.
That gets the... That gets the... And the more... You know, if it would start drifting down, I'd and finally, you know, that smell can...
Yeah.
Especially if you got a good
glory.
Smell.
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you, he's sweet. He's the rose of Sharon.
Yes, he is.
Oh, there's no stench in him. Oh,
no,
great
sir.
God.
No, sir.
Oh, my Lord. He's a savor.
Amen.
Come on now.
He is.
Especially when he feels the presence.
Glory.
Oh, Lord. Glory. Now, there's not a perfume like him.
No,
Lord.
No,
Lord
sir.
God. And he don't cover up that flesh with a
bunch. No, he don't.
Oh, no, sir. He cleanses us.
Glory.
He cleanses us
glory.
And makes us as pure as he.
Yes.
Well, glory to God. And then finally, I kept pushing. I wanted in.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I couldn't get in. I thought, well, maybe what we'll do, we'll just go away and come back. And I said, well, maybe they're not here. And I kept pushing. She kept pushing them out of the way, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Amen.
I don't know. You know, she was unclean.
Yes, she was, brother.
Amen.
I mean, she's considered, because she's unclean.
Yes, she was.
Oh, every one of us was the same way.
Yes, we were, brother.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a dog in the vomit.
Amen.
Oh, I feel you, Lord. I feel you, Lord. I stood there a while. We was out there a while. I thought, well, maybe Brother Guy could be taking a shower getting ready for church. You come for thinking. Well, they're gone. I kept pushing. I want to make sure that I'm not hearing nothing. And then Linda, she gets a good, bright idea. She gets her phone out.
Bless her heart.
She's going to call on him.
Yeah. Get you, brother. Yes, sir.
And then she pushes, and guess who she hands the phone to?
Yeah.
Why hand it to me? You called.
Yeah.
Come on now. You better call yourself,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
You better call on the Lord. Call unto me,
on.
And I will answer thee,
yes,
and show thee,
yes,
great and mighty things,
yes,
that
sir.
Thou knowest not. Oh,
glory.
I found out. Call 33:3.
Yes.
Oh, call 33.
Yes.
I found, open this book,
yes,
and call on him, and he'll talk to you.
Yes,
he'll
sir.
Talk to you. He'll
yes,
touch
yes.
your heart. He'll
yes,
come
he
to you in the hour that you think not. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And seal his instructions
yes,
in you for today.
Yes, he will.
Oh.
Glory.
And you know, it's a-raining. Well, I guess I put it down, I can't. And they said, no. She said, yeah. They call them smartphones.
Yeah.
I think I'm smarter than they are.
All right.
I'm trying to put it, and she gets in, she starts doing this. And all of a sudden, get your hands. Hello, Brother Guy. And I got an answer.
Glory.
He responded.
Yes.
If it had been Mary, I would have known it was Mary's voice.
Yes.
But my sheep
shall.
Oh, my voice.
Reach it.
Thank you. That's it, brother.
And a stranger. Paul could say, follow me.
Amen.
As I.
Yes, follow Christ.
Follow Christ.
Amen.
That's
find
right.
Some Holy Ghost people of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Dead to their ambitions.
Yes, sir.
Dead to their self-seeking.
Yes, sir.
Dead to the flesh.
Yes, sir.
But alive to the spirit.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
The word will bring life.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
Oh, let me find somebody that says, follow me.
Yes, sir.
And when you start following him, it won't take long to know
no,
who he is following.
No, it won't. Yeah.
That's
no,
right.
But as many that are what? Led. You know what? By the Spirit. You know what the Spirit of God is saying?
Mm-hmm.
He that have an ear, let him.
Yes. That's it.
The Spirit of God,
yes, sir,
is saying, press in.
Yes.
In God's word,
amen.
He said this.
Amen.
When they said in the scriptures, when they seen the rich man, it troubled him. He walked away. He kept the commandment, but he walked away. He came to Christ, but he walked away sorrowful.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then when he began to talk to him, taking him deeper to him, he said, the kingdom of God is likened unto this. But then he went on and he said, when once, and they said, Lord, who can be saved? He said, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I believe the possible.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
In me it can be impossible, but God in me it is possible.
All right.
The flesh says you can't, but the Spirit says you can.
All right, brother.
And here it is. Listen to this carefully. He said that in God's word, strive to enter in.
Yes, sir.
Strive.
Think about it.
You ever seen people in a race?
Uh-huh.
They strive to cross the finish line.
Yes.
Yes.
When Paul's time of all that he was doing, prison, shipwrecked, on an island, in bondage, perilous, deep, cold, nakedness, peril, among false brethren.
Yeah.
Persecution, rejection, and all of these things, he kept right on going.
Yes, he did.
In prison, he was still on right track.
Yes, he was.
Amen. Amen.
He wasn't going to be there long, but there was somebody there God wanted to save.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to God. Amen. There's somebody, when there's a man down there saying, come on, would you come? Would you come? And Paul says, I hear that Macedonia call.
Ooh,
somebody's
yes.
calling. It's God and that man calling me to bring this gospel.
Hallelujah.
Oh, some people call it hazardous to your health, but I call it life.
Amen.
To the soul of man.
Hallelujah.
It's hazardous to the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Come
yes,
on now. Yes, I said it's hazardous to the flesh.
Yeah, oh,
the flesh don't want nothing to do with it.
No.
Oh, you're trying to kill me. You're trying to make
sir.
Me ill. I'm telling you, I've learned just die, son, and he'll lead the resurrection day. Just die. Well, did you hear that, God? But I got to say that. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said, if you just die, I'll take care of the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Glory. Strive to enter in, for when the Master rises up and shuts the door behind him,
my.
It's over.
Amen.
It's over.
That's it.
My.
That door. I'm gonna share this and turn it over to the pastor. Not long, been years back, I was praying and the Lord gave me some visions, different visions. And one of the visions was, he showed me a door in heaven. And on this side of the door was nothing but darkness. But that door was barely cracked open.
Yes.
And where it was cracked, it's like opening this, but it's just cracked open.
Yeah.
You know, just so much.
Right, Lord. Right.
And I could see with that crack, there was such a glory of pure light coming through that crack of that door.
Amen.
Church, it was barely, this is a vision. And on the other side of that door, I could see nothing but glory. I mean, the eyes, it's just, it'd be like looking into the sun.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
Glory, glory. And all of a sudden, it was closed. I thought, Lord, what is this meaning? I begin to pray and ask him the meaning of the vision. And I begin, the first thing I did, I begin to check me.
That's right. That's right.
I thought, Lord, have you shut the door on me? He is that door.
Oh, yes, he is.
And brother, let me tell you. He said, behold, I stand at the door also, the door of that heart.
Yes, amen.
You better open it up.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, church.
Amen.
Stir up your pure mind.
Yes, sir.
Get that pure heart on fire for
yes,
God.
Yes, sir. There come on, brother.
And I found out, Jeremiah said, it's like a fire
yes,
shut up in my, heart, in my heart. Do you hear me?
Hallelujah.
I heard about David say, thy word. Thy word.
Come on.
If I just put it inside my shirt and clothes, it's still that. Come on,
yes,
now.
Sir.
Come, shout with me. I believe, take it, eat all of it.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, some people don't like some things to eat. That sometimes my taste buds don't like what I'm tasting.
That's right. That's right.
When it comes to the flesh.
Come on, amen.
But brother guy, I've learned the taste of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Oh,
glory.
My Lord.
Amen. And you will see his word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's what?
Good. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Think upon these things. I'm going to turn over here. Go with me to the book of, I believe it's Philippians. It is. Turn, thank you, Lord, turn right to it. Oh, turn right. Just went from.
Good.
Lord, just turn. I just looking at chapter 3, but I looked at chapter 4 right here. Mm-hmm. So, listen what the Lord says. Listen to me carefully. Chapter 4. I'm just going to, I want to read the scriptures that I felt was the Lord about purity and that. But I'm just going to start from chapter 4, but I'll get down to where, you know, I feel. Chapter 4, Philippians, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my and crowned, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
Yes.
I beseech Edidius and beseech Cephas, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clemia also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life.
Yes.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Yes.
Now, here's what, I just a little bit further down. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding,
yes,
shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Now here's what was coming to me, but I want to read it to you.
Amen.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true.
Yes.
Every word of God is true.
Yes.
Church, amen. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen.
Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. I hope they could see that in us.
That's right, brother. That's right.
We say, I want to see Jesus. Yeah, I want to see the. I already see him right here.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If he can't be seen in the church, then we're a misrepresentation of him.
Yes. That's right, brother.
Yes, we are.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Think of that, church. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want. Listen to this. For I have learned in whatsoever state what I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction.
Amen.
Now, in chapter 3, I want to read this. Chapter 3 and verse, go with me, the verse 7. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. But what things were gained to me, though I counted loss for Christ? Yes, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. We need to know what we're counting dung anymore.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Amen. Come on, and I'm telling you, if you know what dung is, the definition of dung, it's dung. It's dung. It stinks. It's something that the body
watch out.
Purges out the good.
Yes, sir.
And what? Expels the waste.
Yes, sir.
No, don't get upset with me.
Why not?
Sometimes you gotta flush the toilet.
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh, preach. I'll remember that.
Because it's bad when you walk into a toilet.
Yes, sir.
And you look at
Yes, sir.
You wanna find another toilet.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Come up, shout with me.
Yes, sir. That's right, brother.
Come on now.
Glory.
Yes. Paul said, I count it done.
Yes, he did.
Lord, why would you? Because that world's my enemy.
Yes, sir.
That world hates God.
Yes, sir. Yes. Ah, Lord.
Oh. Yes. We do a lot of traveling. We go into some of the nastiest bathrooms I've ever laid eyes on.
I believe you, brother. Amen. I believe you.
I would soon... Oh, Lord. Yes. You could go in there, the toilet's overflowed, it's in the floor.
Oh my.
And you just want to just get out. You
yes,
just,
sir.
I mean, I can tell you. Sin is worse than dung.
Yes, sir, brother, it is.
Yes.
But the body. Thank God, God has given the bowels, the human bowels too.
Amen.
To what?
Yes,
get
sir.
Rid of the bowels.
Yes, sir.
But let me have the bowels of compassion.
Oh, yes, too, Jesus. Yes. That's right, too.
Yes.
That's right, too.
Yes.
Those bowels.
Glory.
Oh, the love, the mercy, the goodness that leads a man to repentance, the long suffering, that man not perish. Oh, the goodness and sincerity of the Lord. Oh, to be sober-minded, to be heavenly-minded.
Yes.
I was in a big camp meeting convention. And I know the brother got up among many preachers. And he said, some of you are too heavenly-minded to be any earthly good.
Ooh.
I wanted to, if I would have. I'd been in the one that'd been the bad guy. Thank God I'm not earthly-minded.
Amen.
I am heavenly-minded.
Amen.
The mind of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Let me finish this. Lord, I'm eating from the table of the Master.
That's right.
Yeah. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable. That's that being just like him, brother. Being conformed unto him. Amen. Well, amen. Unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained.
Right.
Neither were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may what? Apprehend.
Yes.
That for which also I am apprehended of Christ. He got a hold of me on that road to Damascus.
Oh, yes.
And I'm on that straight and narrow.
That's
I'm
right.
on that to finish. And when it's all over, I'll
Glory.
Be with him. Amen to
Amen.
God. Now listen.
Glory.
Apprehend of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I found out Christ is always out in front.
Yes,
Amen. Draw nigh to me, you know.
Yes, sir.
When that cloud moves, when the Holy Ghost moves, you move with him, church. Amen. Listen to this now. Reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And let us, as therefore as many, be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same things.
Amen.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who what? Mind earthly things. It already came out to be heavenly minded or earthly minded. Only that heavenly man is Christ. Amen.
Yes.
For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Same way, looking to the hastening of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
That church, she must be ready.
Yes,
that
sir.
Bride has to be ready. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
Yes.
I want to go to one more place and turn it over to Brother Guy here. Over in the book of Timothy. Timothy. Chapter 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to read down to verse 9, starting chapter 4, 2 Timothy, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. There's that sound doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
That's right.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. We are to offer this body Christ.
That's right.
Holy pure. Glorious, without spot, wrinkle, blemish. You know, because that's the church he's coming for.
Amen.
Let me go on here now.
Amen.
For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And here's what Paul, this is his goodbye, saying, I'm leaving this world soon. I have fought a good fight. We're going to have to fight, church.
Mm-hmm.
Church, Jude the brother of James, made it clear to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Yes, sir.
Oh, when the saints go marching, I think we'll go flying.
Amen.
Come on now. Amen. I like to just put another little word in the
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
I
know what you're saying. I have.
All right. Not that I'm trying to add now, church. Please understand what I'm trying. Some people can choke out a gnat and swallow a camel.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you now. But listen, where I'm at here, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Now listen to this. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only. Aren't you glad God don't put Paul in there?
Yes.
This is us.
Because Paul said, just for me. I'd say, Lord.
That'd be right.
What are you saying there, Paul?
Oh, my. Yes.
You've been preaching that we can get in there, all of us, brothers in Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Mary Magdalene's.
Yes, sir.
Men in the tombs.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Mary Gilbert's.
Mary Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
Guy Gilbert.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. Every one of us here.
That's right.
Whose names are written
Hallelujah.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Aren't you glad, Sissy? Man can't get up there and erase that.
Yes, sir.
You know who gets it, can get it brought out? You and me.
That's right.
Amen.
We're the ones that can
That's
get it
right.
out.
That's
right. Thank God. Aren't you glad for all that?
I sure am.
Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Hallelujah.
Do thy diligently to come shortly unto me.
Glory to God.
Church. Oh, there's so much. I'm going to read a little bit more. Verse 15. Not 15, I'm sorry, verse 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me. There's going to be a time we're in where a lot of people you know will no longer stand with you.
I believe that, brother.
There was a time all men forsook him.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, they're forsaking him today.
Yes, they are.
It's he that endures unto the end.
Glory to God.
If you continue in my word,
yes, sir,
then are you my disciples indeed.
Amen.
And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm free because of the truth that is in
me,
the Word of God. Now, let me finish this. I'm just loving what I'm hearing tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, now listen to this. Even Paul said, I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Mm-hmm. Verse 7, notwithstanding. This is the beauty, though.
Yes, it is.
The Lord stood with me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you.
Wonderful, Lord.
I'll never forsake you. Even in that prison, Paul, I'm right there.
Yep. Amen.
Even when you were snake bit, even when they stoned you and they were going to put you, they were getting ready to bury you.
That's right.
I graced you back up because, Paul, it wasn't you that was living. It was the resurrection in you, the power of God. Let me finish. And the Lord shall deliver me. Let me go back. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver the righteous.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord is a high tower.
Yes, it is.
And the righteous run into it. And what?
Hallelujah.
And he also, his eyes and his ears are upon the righteous.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Let me go on here now.
Hallelujah.
Let me go on here now.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work.
Hallelujah.
And will preserve me.
Hallelujah.
To what? Unto what? His heavenly King. It's like, I've been preserved.
That's right, brother.
Woo! Glory.
Don't break the seal.
Amen, brother.
God.
Amen, brother.
Amen to God.